for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
So it should be a very interesting session.
U.S. Meat Export Federation CEO Emeritus Philip Tsang on the speaker lineup for the upcoming World Meat Congress. That kicks off May 31st in Dallas.
We're very pleased to have Secretary Perdue talking about how we're going to feed the world in the year 2050. Some of those challenges when it comes to climate, environment, that in addition to some of the initiatives on trade policy that we're seeing from the administration is going to make for a very popular opening session. Following Secretary Perdue will be Minister Echevarria from Argentina. Argentina for years had a very protectionist agenda, really limited exports. They taxed their exports of beef, for example, of some of their grain products. And now they've opened up again and their economy is doing much, much better. And I think Minister Echevarria will talk about the initiatives of Argentina when it comes to production, but also how they're aggressively going after trade agreements. They're part of the Mercosur, which is a very strong bloc of five nations in South America. So it should be a very interesting session as well.
Other featured speakers include WH Group CEO Long Wan and FutureCast president and best-selling author Jeff Fromm.
Wan, of course, is the chairman of the WH Group, WH Holdings. It's one of the largest companies in China in agriculture, especially in pork production. Wan has been a strong champion of international trade. He has holdings not only in China, but the United States, Mexico, and Europe. So he understands dealing as a global company in this new world environment and how do they deal in this kind of an atmosphere. And I think this is what he's going to bring to us. Jeff is the president of FutureCast. He is also a contributing writer to the Forbes magazine. He's written books in the area of millennials and Generation Z.
More details at usmef.org. And now with more cattle news on Ag Life, let's check in with Patrick, who has a familiar face and voice.
Yeah, Bill, a little visit with the past president of the NCBA.
Well, that's what it's about. It's grassroots.
That's Craig Uden. He's the recent NCBA past president. He's a fourth-generation cattleman from Elwood, Nebraska. Uden has always been active in helping shape the ever-changing and challenging beef industry. He believes in giving back to an industry that's been good to him. And while he has stepped aside from the day-to-day management, he still enjoys buying and selling cattle and his customer relations title because it is the relationships that are built in the cattle industry that makes the business so rewarding. Uden is a partner in Dar Feedlot Inc., a commercial cattle feeding operation in central Nebraska. He and his wife Terry also own and manage three commercial cow-calf operations.
Stay busy in the beef sector, right? I'm kind of a gate to plate thinker. It's kind of how I've always been, and you know, you gotta design your success at the end, at the beginning.
And while president of NCBA, Uden traveled around the country, building the grassroots organization and helping the states and National Cattle Association become stronger.
Well, that's what it's about. It's grassroots. When I took this, I said one of my goals is to strengthen the state-national partnership. We've had it over on the checkout side. We need it in the policy side. If you're going to preach it, you might as well live it. So I spent a lot of time this year with the states. I wanted to be there for 2 or 3 days, understand their issues, understand their people, their challenges, and help them see how we can shake them challenges and create opportunities working hand in hand from the state onto the national level.
And we talked about the trade, the fact that the 2017 year was great for the cattle industry.
2017 was a great year for all sectors of the beef industry. And you know, we've never been able to produce this high quality of product.
Sustainable quality in today's beef business is consistently higher grading, DNA parent verified beef. Uncommon to the beef industry? Not if it's the American Akiushi. More prime beef from American Akiushi bulls is more profit tomorrow. Start your sustainable future today with nature's healthy beef, the American Akiushi. For American Akiushi Association breeders or information, go to akiushi.com.
NCBA says current trucking rules jeopardize animal welfare and prevent livestock haulers from doing their job. It's time to find a permanent fix. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.